I just started using brackets recently for a web design class I am teaching, and the other morning I woke up to find that all my Google Chrome extensions were wiped out. At first I thought that my Mac operating system had something to do with it, so I reinstalled my main two extensions immediately in the open instance of Chrome I was in. Then I upgraded to Big Sur yesterday, and all of a sudden all my extensions reappeared. I thought it was because I had upgraded to Big Sur, but later on in the day, when I was using brackets again, I noticed for the first time that I only had two extensions installed in the active instance of Google Chrome. I also noticed that I had two instances of Google Chrome open. I began to wonder what was going on, but did at least find out that one of them contained all my extensions. I found out pretty quickly what was going on. Brackets launches its own Google Chrome profile for its live preview extension, which has the Chrome Remote Debugging API enabled. Why does Brackets use a separate Google Chrome profile for this? According to the thread I found entitled, "Why Does Brackets Code Editor Open a New Instance of Chrome When Using Live Editor on Stack Overflow?" Remote debugging is off by default in Brackets, and enabling it requires relaunching Chrome. I probably had relaunched Chrome, enabling this feature without even realizing it. Using a separate profile means your existing browser session doesn't have to be restarted, which would be disruptive if you have lots of tabs open, which I invariably do when creating coursework or developing. It reduces security slightly. Other processes on your local machine could use the remote debugging API to monitor or interfere with other browsing you do in the Google Chrome window. It happened with me. The API is not exposed to the network, so if you trust your computer to be malware-free, this is less of a concern. But if you don't like having a separate Chrome instance open, I don't, you can check File, Enable Experimental Live Preview to try out a new live preview implementation that does not require the remote debugging API, and so a new copy of Chrome is not launched. You just can't use this option if your project has a custom server URL set. I have found ways of getting around that issue. There are two things that I really don't like about Brackets. One was launching the more insecure copy of Chrome when I launch Live Preview. It was confusing and I didn't know what was going on at first. The other is that I have to work in iTerm 2 itself in order to be able to use Terminal with Brackets. Unlike VS Code or Atom, it does not have an integrated terminal. They are purportedly working on it, but I think that feature is a long way off. Not having an integrated terminal in one's editor, my WebStorm integrated IDE also has one, makes working with it much harder. It slows down one's workflow and can also create confusion. There are good things about Brackets as well, however. They do have some nice editor themes with great syntax highlighting. They do have an equivalent of the VS Code HTML5 template shortcut when one uses their HTML skeleton theme, which I love, and they have a whole bunch of other cool extensions I like. I would like Brackets even more if there was an integrated terminal. I find myself constantly opening up VS Code and working with it along with Brackets just because of its integrated terminal. It also happens to be a wonderful code editor. They also have the coolest syntax highlighting theme called CodePen Panda Theme. It is a dream and great for my eyes. The user experience in that regard sometimes is not the best for me in VS Code. I will be writing more about brackets as I use more and more of its features over the coming months. I will be embedding this episode of Plugging in the Holes along with a transcript in the form of a post on interglobalmedianetwork.com for your hearing and reading pleasure. Bye for now.